and welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I am delighted you've chosen to join me today for episode 132, Being Vulnerable, a Key to Unlocking Isolation. I think regardless of how you live, where you live, how many people you're surrounded by, how busy you are, or how much of a recluse you may be, no matter what, all of us go through periods and times where we feel alone. We feel isolated and cut off from other people. We get a little insular, like we live inside our own little bubble that other people either aren't allowed in or cannot come in, or sometimes that bubble is so big that people can't even find you. You're just off kind of doing your own thing. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, absolutely. There's really nothing wrong with being alone. I'm someone who loves my alone time. I actually have a lot of creative juice and delicious space when I spend a lot of time by myself. I'm more of an introvert that way. I would say the interesting parts come in when that aloneness and the joy in the aloneness turns into loneliness. Or a sense of isolation, or feeling kind of more of that, oh my God, I am all alone. There's no one here to support me. There's no one to connect with me deeply. Those spots and places where you go where you don't feel seen, you don't feel like people really get you, it becomes much more of an isolated living. That's kind of what we're talking about. So first and foremost, to look at the difference between the two, you may be someone who maybe from the outside people go, oh, you isolate yourself and you're alone too much, but perhaps you have joy in that. If it is light, if it is expansive, if it is relaxing to you, absolutely. This conversation is more geared to those moments where you cut people out and you isolate yourself maybe a bit more than you need to, or you start to have that sense of being lonely and not being able to connect and really surround yourself with the support that you desire. I think this is a conversation that ebbs and flows depending on how you are and what's going on in your life. Neither one is right or wrong. It's just something to keep a pulse on. You know, it's kind of funny. I've always loved my alone time, like I was talking about before, and I kind of had a point of view that I really needed to be by myself. You know, it was easier to kind of like handle life if I could have my quiet time. It was kind of funny. I found myself at a conference I was attending, and I was rooming alone, which works for me. I had my own space, but I didn't know a lot of people at this one particular conference. And at first I was like, well, this is perfect because now I can have lunch by myself and I can wander in the woods quietly. And it took me maybe like a day or two and I went, wow, I'm kind of lonely. I've gone from having the joy of being alone and really having that creative space to that sense of, I actually could be around other people right now. There's more connection. There's more to co-create with others. There's more play maybe to explore. And perhaps my point of view about needing a lot of alone time is changing. Perhaps I don't require as much as I thought I did, or perhaps it's something that may continue to change and unfold. So I would say keep your eyes on that. Where are you taking more alone time than you maybe need? Where does it cross over into isolation? And also this interesting thing of where does it cross over into independence and self-sufficiency? And kind of being like the boss in charge, those controlling behaviors where we think we have to figure it out all on our own and do everything all on our own. This is something that, you know, I get big time. We are brought up that way. The more adult you become, the more self-sufficient you become, the more independent you are. All of us crave independence. I'm very much in that vein. I totally get it. But it's funny how often we take that independent streak a little too far. And before you know it, you are rejecting help. You're rejecting assistance. You're rejecting support. And even the people who don't need to do anything for you will still let you run the show and have your independence. You end up cutting off the contribution that their presence and their energy and their caring can be for you. We all do this in a variety of different ways. Just a silly example from my late 20s. I was had my parents in town visiting me, and I was oh so sick. I was probably 28 or 29 at the time, and I needed to go to the doctor. My parents were in town. They were staying with me. My dad's like, oh, you know, let me drive you to the doctor. And I'm an independent woman. I don't need you to do that for me. I'm an adult. All this weird kind of pushy energy with it. So of course, you know, I get in the car and I drive kind of unsafely to the doctor's as my my head was a little bit light at the time. It was kind of fascinating because I retroflect back on that and I go, oh my God, my dad, all he wanted to do was care for his daughter and take his little girl who was not feeling well to the doctor's office for help. And I was so unwilling to receive that because in my mind, I was an adult, I was independent, I was self-sufficient, and I had to carry on my own. So that one situation, of course, created a bunch of different stuff. You know, I kind of rejected his caring and his contribution. I rejected the moment and that possibility of actually letting someone in to take care of me. It's kind of a fascinating thing to look at, right? It's a simple example, but take a peek for yourself. Where have people been there to offer you something, to contribute to you, to want to maybe take care of you a little bit more, or to gift you something? And where have you rejected it flat out? Where were you unwilling to be vulnerable enough to lay down your control, bring down your walls, and allow that space between you two to lessen, that distance between you two to lessen? And now flip this on its ear. Where have you gone to contribute to someone? Where have you gone to actually gift to them? Where have you gone to help out or give assistance? Where it was rejected and not received? How did you feel? What were you aware of that actually led you to wanting or desiring to gift them something different and to allow yourself to contribute to them? And how did it feel when it was rejected? It's kind of funny because so often we have these conversations really one-sided where we go, oh, you know, I can totally see where I've rejected someone wanting to contribute or wanting to gift something to me. But, you know, I had my own stuff going on. I had to be independent and self-sufficient. It's kind of fascinating to flip it on its ear and go, you know what? There have been circumstances where I've desired to gift something and I was shut out. And just sometimes looking at it from that angle will give you a little bit more awareness of what those choices create in your dynamics and what walls they build between the two of you. You know, it doesn't mean that you can't be self-sufficient, absolutely. It doesn't mean that you aren't the driver and the creator of your life. But how would life be different if you were willing to be vulnerable enough to let people in? Vulnerable enough to open some space, soft, relaxed space, and go, you know what? I don't really want to do this all by myself. Would you be willing to help me? Or those times when we're really struggling and we kind of think that, oh, I need to just pull back and kind of isolate myself and try to figure it out all on my own. I don't want to bug anybody. I don't want to bother anyone with this. It's not a fun conversation, so I don't want to put that energy out there. You know, whatever it is you go through. What if instead you were willing to go, you know, I'm willing to be vulnerable enough to ask for some help? And open your eyes, take a peek, look around, and scan your life. Who's actually here? Who or what is actually here waiting to support you? And of course, that support looks tons of different ways. We all get support sometimes where we're like, that's not kind of the support I was desiring. Thank you very much. But what if you were willing to dance with it and engage with it and actually speak up so that whatever way you were desiring to be supported could actually get created? And I think sometimes we go, you know, when I do open up and I'm vulnerable and I ask for help and someone shows up to help me, but they do it in a way where it's disempowering and controlling and I don't like it. We come to these points of view where we have to stick the walls back up and isolate ourselves. Like that's the only way we're going to get assistance or connection. We miss that beautiful middle ground, that beautiful negotiation that occurs of, you know what, I actually want to put my walls down. I want to let someone in. I want to ask for some help and some connection here. And you know, just so you know, this is what I was thinking would work for me. This is how I would like to be supported. Could you offer that to me, please? Would that work for you? What if those conversations and that, again, being vulnerable enough, not just to let somebody in, but vulnerable enough to speak to how you would like them to come in? What would work for you? What doesn't work for you? And also the beautiful willingness to be utterly, delightedly surprised by what can be created. And what maybe you don't think you want, when you do get it, you're like, wow, that's actually creating a lot of soft space and a lot of connection for me. Don't stop yourself short by isolating and pulling away, thinking that only people will contribute in one way or the other. And please don't make the mistake of thinking that vulnerability is a weakness, that asking for help is a weakness, that actually going, oh, you know what, I'd like to be more connected is like showing a vulnerable, tender spot that may get rejected. You know, we all go through those moments. Don't let it stop you from actually having the ask to let people in a bit deeper. Take your alone time if you enjoy it. Revel in it, as I do, absolutely. And have your eyes wide open this week of where you are not asking for assistance, where you're pulling away, where you have a wall up, where you don't want to let somebody in, or where someone's desiring to contribute to you, but the way that they're doing it doesn't quite work. Are you willing to be vulnerable enough to speak to that? Wow, you know, I see that you're desiring to contribute to me. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. And is it possible that you could do this because I get that would actually contribute more? What if you were willing again to be vulnerable enough to open up to the degree where it's not just letting them in, but it's actually having that beautiful open negotiation with them, not expecting them to be mind readers, not expecting them to get it right on the first go, and not expecting everything to come together really smoothly. No expectations whatsoever. Just, wow, I let you in. This is what came. Super grateful. And I wonder how we could do this differently in the future. So often those walls come up because when we put them down in the past, we got judged. We got things that we didn't like. We felt disempowered. Sometimes we put the walls down and people get too close and it just feels so overwhelming to have that much caring and that much support. We don't know how to handle it, that we put those walls back up. I invite you this week just to play with it, really allowing yourself to be vulnerable, to be open, to having these conversations, and allowing yourself to finally come out of isolation and that sense of loneliness. Play with this, unpack it, see how it works for you. Again, you can always reach me at lauren@laurenpolly.com. And have an amazing week. I will chat with you next Tuesday.